Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Psychic, intuitive, spirit medium. I'm a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I am a counselor and a life coach. And I love everything. And that's why I always play the happy song about what I do and life in general. And I just love talking, so you know that advice, talking, intuitive is all about what I do. This is a living that I have, and I am waiting to be picked up, hopefully, by a major radio or TV station. And that is my dream and my goal. But I do private readings. I do counseling and readings. You can find me. I do Skype readings, calls. I don't do emails. It just takes me too long. And so those are the ways that you can get a hold of me and either get a reading or counseling. Please go to my website at www.bonniealbertsonair.com, and you'll find a contact page. Go down and let me know. There's a little drop box, what you want, and I will get back to you. And right now I'm trying to get up a calendar so you can actually schedule online. And I do take PayPal, so there'll be a PayPal button on there. And that's the way you can reach me. I am on Facebook. You can see me under Bonnie Mosenner Albers. I almost forgot my name. And I do have Bonnie Albers on there. I don't really go visit that page a lot, but I do visit my Bonnie Mosenner Albers. So please friend request me, and you'll get to see all the shows and what's coming up. Also, if you want to like me on Blog Talk, you can get my shows when I put them up. The summer's confusing sometimes because of vacations, kids home, and people, you know, me taking vacation and going away for business. And so I'm trying to put up 5 shows a week. And if you like me on Blog Talk, you'll get to see the times and dates and who is coming. So I have fabulous guests coming this month, even though I think we're in the last 2 weeks of this month and into July. And I am going to be so happy to offer them to you. But again, please Facebook me. I am on LinkedIn. I also think I am on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook and Skype. And whatever way you want to find me, you can. My newest way that I love is YouTube. I haven't put too much on because the trip to New York was just so nasty weather. I didn't get a chance to film anything, although I'm going back this summer, so I hope to film in New York. And I haven't put any of my live shows up yet, but that's only because I just got back this week and I've had disaster in my home. I have no air conditioning and I live in Florida. My super, super cool air conditioning company, Gimbecki Air, has gratefully come out, and I have such a helper, Alan, and he has put my air on the bottom level, and so we were able to sleep last night, and he is here today to put my air conditioning on the top level. So I am so happy, and I just haven't had a chance to film on YouTube, but please go to my channel. You'll get to see what I look like and actually some shows that I have put up and my vacations. So that is Bonnie Albers On Air on YouTube. I have a great show for you today, but I am going to go into who I'm going to have next week since it's Friday and we're wrapping the week up. Next week, of course, you know, Monday is, yay, start your week with me. I always try to bring you a metaphysical topic and take callers, and you know I love that because teaching, and I used to do it in nursing, is my name also. So if you want to know anything, we're right now on house numbers. Please call and let me know what you want to hear. You want to go back to soulmates, reincarnation, which I love, and past lives, future lives and present lives, which I'm going to start, I think, in a week. So if you just want to hear a certain subject, let me know. Right now, I'm fascinated with numbers, and spirit's just bringing me numbers with everything. So you have Monday, me, and we have some birthdays to talk about. And Tuesday, I have Mervyn Bolivar. He's from the UK. He is a famous medium over there, and we have had him once on the show, and I've been, by popular demand, been asked to bring him back. Mervyn is a fabulous medium. He'll be here 1 to 2 on Tuesday the 16th. Wednesday, you know, is back to Astrology and Tarot with Dr. Ron Cole. And you know the metaphysical girls. We are the Bells. We give you all the information from 3 different points of view, and you get to speak to all of us. And that is at 2 o'clock Wednesday. Thursday, I have the popular, the CEO of Psychic Insight Magazine, which just came out again, hit the 3rd edition. Please download it. Is Jerry Humphreys. He listens to all his Indians, animals, cards, totems. He's a hypnotherapist by trade, a Reiki master by trade, and has rocks every clair you can imagine. So he is going to be with us on Thursday for 2 hours from 1 to 3. And Friday, it's Wrap Your Week Up with me again, and that will be from 9 to 10. And I'm not going to give you the following weeks because I can only handle 1 week at a time, but we certainly have a lot of new guests scheduled also. So today, I am going to tell you, before I get to the phone lines, I just have to say, I have somebody writing me in chat, and I think it's in Enchantress. I can't see what you're writing, but I will get to you because you're super interesting, and I will answer anything you need me to answer as soon as I get involved after what I'm going to be talking about. So I will take calls, and Enchantress, you just listen because you'll also be on. So I picked two flower therapy cards by Doreen Virtue. You know, I pick on Mondays and Fridays, and sometimes I throw them if Spirit tells me for you. And it's for somebody out there that's listening or calling in, because these cards are pretty cool. I meditate on the show, and they bring me the cards and messages for you all. So the first card, I always pull the first card of the deck, and then I count to what day we are at. And I want to tell everybody, thank goodness, Mercury retrograde is gone. We are moving direct. Mercury's moving forward. And all I can say is thank the dear Lord there. So and let's hope it changes. The first card I pulled at the top of the deck was take time for yourself. You know, whenever I pull this card, I sometimes don't want to read it, because how many people, and how many especially busy people, actually take time for themselves? I can tell you it's a card that I want to throw out sometimes, because we don't have time for ourselves, but it was pulled for somebody today. So I'm going to give you the message. Take time for yourself. It's a beautiful pink tulip. So call in the essence of the tulip if you need to take time for yourself. Enjoy relaxation activities, then nurture your soul. So I really don't feel like take time for yourself means to go out on a vacation because you need a break. Sometimes, and this card will mean people are going on vacation, but it also means to take time for your soul. And we can do that really easy by taking 5 minutes and sitting. I love the Angels Whispers music. Candy Emery turned me on to it. So if you go to YouTube, you can, any one of the angel music, if you resonate with that music or anything, that you can just sit and listen, breathe deeply for 5 minutes, get your favorite beverage, put your feet in a lotus position, just take some big deep breaths and listen to music and clear your mind. I say 5 minutes because some of us don't have any more time than that. But that clears your chakras. You can focus on clearing all of your chakras, taking big deep breaths in and letting all out, and sitting there for 5 minutes listening to very relaxing, soulful music. So somebody out there needs this, and I don't know why I'm saying it. I am not going to read the meaning because I already know that. So the next card was, and I love this card, I'm going to take this card. So I know that this is everybody sitting here in chat and all people on the phone. This is the best card you could get. And I hope it's for me too. It is a sweet pea. And it says, your wishes are coming true. So I love this card. It says, whatever your heart has been longing for, it's getting closer each day. So I love that we can co-create our life. We can make it better. We can sit and worry and be in sorrow, or we can take these situations, turn them around, make them happy for ourselves, knowing we're moving forward and doing something that pushes the energy forward. So somebody out there, if not all of you, your wishes, and me too, your wishes are coming true. It is a sweet pea. Smell it, breathe it in, and just call on it, especially today. What your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day. So remember, it's not that it's going to come today, but that you bring the essence of the sweet pea in. This is a cool card. Your wishes are coming true. So I'm going to read that one. Your powerful manifestations and your dreams, Enchantress, are soon to be reality. and hoping they're, and this is a good card, so we want to put that on a positive note. Continue to direct energy towards your goals by focusing your attention on the desired outcome. So many people don't see the desired outcome. All they do is actually put, you know, energy into, I can't, nothing's coming, I can't see it, I can't do it. And what we want to do, even in the toughest situations, is to always look for the positive and put out there for the positive. See yourself as being happy, successful, and loved. Hold the intention of being loved, successful, and whatever your goals are. Don't concern yourself with how this will take place. Let God and the angels take care of that. Whatever your heart wants, you can have. This card represents your support from the other side. Your loving angels and the healing fairies of nature are helping you. The first step in manifesting your dreams is to send your wishes on their wings. So I just skipped real quick to the points that I feel you need to know. So just remember, that's what we do on the other side. You have help. You have spirit guides. You have angels. You also have relatives and friends that have passed and that are with you and helping you in this lifetime. So I hope those two cards mean something to somebody out there, because I know that I love both of those cards. Also, I pulled my pendulum out. I don't know if anybody has a pendulum. I have a trusty pendulum. It disappears from time to time, but I love it. It's so in tune to spirit that I really don't like it being far from me, but then I don't use it for months at a time. But today it was shining right through, and so I have put it on my spirit table if anybody would like me to use the pendulum today when I talk to you. Now, I am going to go into house numbers. I'm only going to do one, and then I'm going to go to the phones. I was telling you about everything is numbers, 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 numbers. And I'm not a numerologist at all, because I do other things. But numbers, I know they mean something. People have, there's Fibonacci numbers, there's numbers of the Bible, there's numbers of everything is related. They're especially in science, even in physics, everything boils down to numbers. And so a number can tell you the milieu or the essence of where you are and what you're doing, even your name. And we have somebody that has her own show that does name numbers. And we'll see if Brenda can come on. But anyway, I do feel that house numbers do mean something. And so if you have any numbers, and you heard me yesterday tell a girl, who she was really sweet and she calls all the time, I hope, Laura, how her numbers that she was looking at houses work. So I know if I would have known this before I bought these houses, I might have thought twice. But I always look at the positive side of a number, and I do know that somebody in the UK brings both sides. So I'm going to tell you the positive and the challenging part of numbers of homes. So this doesn't mean you shouldn't buy one, but it kind of gives you a guideline as to what you might feel in that home, and what every home isn't right for everybody. Like another number three home might not be right for a number four person. So I think it's just a guideline. It's interesting to hear and see. And I know that it's so crazy that everything comes up fours with me. Fours are everything I don't do. Fours are grounding. Their legs planted on the ground. It's a karmic house. And if I would, and my daughter's in a 4A apartment learning karma or working off karma with the people in the house. But it is a great house for family, money, future. But there are, but it is a karmic house. So if I know that, I probably would have rather had an 8 house that I could sell. So I am going to go, and I'm not sure what number I'm up to, because I think we went through number 1. And I think yesterday that I went through number 5 and 7 with the caller. So I'm kind of just going to start with number 2. So number 2 homes, and then I'm going to go straight to the phones. House number 2. With number 2, and I'll give you, I usually feel the auric feeling, so not every house is going to have this, just because it's a 2 house, it can have other feelings. But this is what they say positively about number 2 houses. House with this number usually boasts a quiet and friendly atmosphere. Regardless of how many apartments or floors, the houses have a magical power. Well, you know me and magic. I love that. Now, I kind of think I went through house number 2. I'm going to do it again so that we can start with house number 3 later. Typically, in such a house is a small garden, or just at the entrance of the apartment house is a plant. So if you've got flower boxes, a couple plants in the front, I know I do. I have a plant on each side of my door, even though I have a 4 house. Residents love to help each other, which makes living here more comfortable. This is a wonderful home for families whose children will be returning here to visit parents. So it's probably either a house for longevity, or one you get that you're going to see your grandkids, your kids married in. They keep wanting to come back because it's such a strong pull and a love in that home for the family. This is a wonderful home for families whose children will be returning. Ideal for teachers, social workers, gardeners, and what I was going to say, and I left it so I could read it, is retirees. So, you know, you could have a big home and then, you know, you downsize, but you downsize to a house, a number 2 home that everybody wants to return to, that they feel drawn to the love there. The home is comfortable and it will be for years and years to come. So a number 2 home in a positive setting is that's what you get. Now I'm going to read this Milton Black. He's from Australia. I don't love everything that he says because I don't really resonate with anything not positive, but I am going to read you. And it's kind of diabolically opposite of what that I have read on numerology and homes. Number 2 house is constantly in flux. There are people moving in and out. Well, that could be your children throughout the house, making it a sort of staging post. There is never a dull or idle moment in a number 2 house. Well, I love that because there's never a dull moment in a 4 house either. The address gives the feeling of a real family home. So see, a real family home with a lot of activity. I love that. At all times, there is some event occurring or about to occur. And if any event sets, it's going to be in that house. It is usually a very homely place with the air of comfort, even a little disarray, but the occupants are always hospitable, friendly, and generous. Ah, that's what makes a warm home. Seldom very ostentatious, it's usually a solid building that will endure well, again, for the longevity of the home. Young people are attracted to number 2 houses, seldom staying long, but enjoying themselves while they're there. So remember the retiree thing? People who deal with the public often live in number 2 homes and frequently bring their work home in the evening or work from home. A number 2 house will create an interest in computers, business, science, alternative health, or astrology. Occupants can suffer bronchial. Now, then they come up with what you might find physically in this home. You might people might suffer bronchial, stomach, or skin problems living at this address. It's really cool because when I read 4 homes, that's exactly some of the things that I rock also or don't really want to rock. So that's your number 2 home. I hope that everybody that what you do is you add, and I hope you know how to get your house number. All you do is add your address up to a 1-digit number. I don't like to 11, 22, and 33. Or 44, I don't reduce them because I feel they're angel numbers, and I think they're number 2 enhanced, number 1 enhanced, number 4 enhanced. So that's how I read those numbers. I am going to get to the phone. Hi, everyone. It is me. So 313, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name's Sherelle. I would just like a message. A message from the other side. Please,
okay.
And thank you.
Sherelle, before we get to that, I need to hear your voice a little more. So where are you from, Sherelle?
Detroit, Michigan.
You're from Michigan? How's the weather up there?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, it's pretty good. It's real good.
Well, I know a lot of people in Michigan, and they are really, really very community-oriented. They help people in their community, and it's a really cool place to be. Do you find that?
Yes.
I love that. So have you had somebody die recently that was a female?
Yes.
Okay, because, oh, my goodness gracious, I don't know what it is, because they're all dressed up in, like, a white dress with a little hat on and a bouquet of flowers. And they are just so happy you came today. And she's throwing kisses like mwah, 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 to you. So I feel this is either a mother or grandmother, possibly, that has passed. Yeah. So, and I see the outfit she's in. It kind of looks like her Sunday best, maybe. Did she go to church? Because what she's showing me is, with those kisses, she's got really full lips. And she's throwing these kisses at you, honey. And she's saying that she's not far from you. And that all you have to do, that she used to whisper in your ear, or you whispered in hers, because I'm feeling her whispering in my ear. So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so what she's saying is, she wants to thank you, actually. That's interesting. She wants to thank you for loving her so much, because she said that you loved her so much. And she's saying, baby, I loved you back. So do you know who this is?
My grandmother.
Yeah. And she is so, oh, goodness gracious, she's on top of me now. She is letting you know she is very close to you, even on the earth plane, even though she's not physically on the earth plane anymore. I feel like she's saying something about her funeral. So were there a lot of people at her funeral?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because what she's saying is, oh, honey, my funeral was so beautiful. And
yes, it was.
Yeah, and she wants to thank you because apparently you gave her a lot of joy in her life, as she knows she gave you a lot of love. So I just can't even tell you. Go ahead. You want to ask her a question?
Yeah, I'm saying, does she have anything to say about the boy that just left to do truck driving? His name is DeMichael.
Okay, just give me a second. What she's saying is really crazy, but she's saying, don't worry about Michael. Even though she doesn't like his driving, I don't think she thinks he's a great driver, but he's going to be fine. So she said, give him your blessings, and this is a way for him to get out of a certain situation. So I don't know what situation that is. But what she's saying is, don't worry. She'll be sitting there next to him, even though she doesn't like big trucks, is what she's telling me.
So that means we're going to continue our relationship.
Huh?
So that means we're going to continue our relationship, correct?
Are you talking about Michael and your relationship?
Yeah, so that means it's going to be continuing. When she say, don't worry about it.
Absolutely, because I don't see you separate. So the thing is, yes, I think this is, and that's what I think when she says getting out of a situation isn't you. I think he's maybe in a financial situation or needs to make more money, and I feel like
Yeah,
I feel like that's because at that point, you and him will be more steadier. Do you know, does that make any sense?
Yes, because he said he's doing it for us, and he's been gone a week. And I missed him already, but he's doing that for a year and a half.
Well, your grandmother's saying, don't worry, she's sitting right next to him, and if he does anything and his moves aren't good, she'll bop him on the head. No, I don't know what that means, but that's what she's saying to me. So
okay.
I think you're okay. You're very welcome. Wait a minute. Your grandmother wants to give you a couple more kisses. It's really weird because she's, instead of blowing them with her hand, she's just going, mwah, 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 mwah. So, again,
That seemed like her.
Yeah, she loves you.
We just... Yeah, we just currently moved to her house too, so, and we've been, my auntie owns the house, and we just been having problems with the house just because my auntie owned it, so it's been a lot of mess.
But, well, let me ask her before I let you go about the house. Did she leave it to your aunt?
Did she leave it to who?
Did she leave her house to your aunt?
No.
Who did she leave the house to?
Oh, yes. Her daughter, which is my auntie. And my mom, she's just so depressed that I'm ready to move already.
Yeah.
She don't like my auntie. But she
what she's saying is that family ties need to get better, and that if she was alive, this wouldn't happen. So I think what she's saying to you is you really, really need you and your mom, your auntie and her daughter, or your auntie needs to sit down and actually have a heart-to-heart talk, because your grandmother wouldn't have wanted it this way. So, and I think the unrest is that she's in your auntie's ear telling her that.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. Because me and my sister don't get along either. I think she's real jealous of me.
Well, I'm going to tell you that family ties have to be, I mean, she's really, needs to be all worked out, and you can make this happen. But I am going to take the next caller because I have to, but I want to tell you that your grandma is with you. You can talk to her. She'll talk to you, but it's really, really about bringing back family ties, okay?
Okay, thank you. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. Have a you too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Oh, I just love bringing spirit through. I don't like hearing about families fighting, but we all do. I had it in my family. So it's just a matter of we're here to love, to work out issues, to work out karma, and a lot of times we need to do it with love and light. So I'm going to take the next caller, 404. You're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
This is T. How are you?
T, I'm doing fabulous. How are you, honey?
I am, I can't say I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Well, can I ask a question? Are you listening to the show, or did you want to know something?
Well, I was listening, and I also wanted to know something.
Well, do you know what, T? I'm always happy when people call to just talk also. What did you think of our conversations? Do you know anything about house numbers?
Actually, I actually do that for myself. Before I move in, I always do house numbers.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I try to avoid the 6 houses. I was going to move into an apartment, and I did the numbers, and I just was real iffy about it, and I didn't end up moving there. I actually moved into a 9 house, and I actually loved it.
Oh,
my friend, she was in a 6 house, and she was having a lot of issues financially, just nuisance problems like ants. But my house, I loved it. It was very peaceful, calm, serene. It was just really, really nice.
Well, good. I'm really so nice. Glad. I think all houses, though, have a positive vibe. It just depends on who goes in there. If you're not the person for that house, usually you feel uncomfortable in it and things happen. Because the number 6 house, if you read it on the positive side, is actually really a cool house. But for you, you might not be. See, it's really, really, really good for nurses, social workers, teachers, kindergartners and retirees and older people. So it might be that you're on a different wavelength and that house wasn't the right one for you. So I love... Go ahead.
What do you think about 5 houses, number 5?
Well, I think we went yesterday, I think one of the callers, we went through that. So I am going to tell you what the 5 number means, and I'm going to give it to you in the positive and challenging aspect. Number 5 houses always has a lot of traffic. People who move in and move out. Come to visit or settle in. Come to visit or settle in, and for a long time. There are many ideas of romance and feelings. Residents interested in sports traveling do not like long-term prospects. It is a fitting home for writers, teachers, tourism, industry, large families with many children, as well as athletes.
Oh, wow. That is my house.
Well, you know what? Yeah. We all settle in to a house that makes us comfortable, or we move. And that's what the cool thing about numbers is. We don't always make the right choice, but you know what? Mm-hmm. Spirit always gives us the right choice, because either we end up moving or we end up learning karmic lessons within that house. So I love that.
Yeah. Well, actually, with the house, we had a lot of people who would stay for a very long time. Like, it would be you know, they got kicked out, or it's just, and it's
annoying.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Well, you should have read it before you bought it, but no, I'm kidding, because I would love that kind of house. But
that's my childhood house. Yeah, childhood house.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I didn't even add my childhood house up. But every time I'm in a four house, and I know it's karmic because I can't sell it, that means your karma is not done, or someone in the house's karma is not, or attached to the house. So so you're not living in that kind of house. You're lucky. You could sell it if anything happened. But I know it's your childhood home. But that's a great childhood home to come from.
Yeah.
Well, how can I help you today?
I was just really, I've been really, like, talking to my angels and just really want to know if, I'm really thinking about following my dreams, but I'm really, really nervous about leaving the 9-to-5 kind of world, and just wanted to get some insight on, going into, like, the industry, the music industry, and making that into a career, as far as being like a producer or A&R.
Okay, so I'm getting my pendulum is just burning in my hand. So that means that I'm supposed to use it for you. So I need you to ask me a direct question, then I'll elaborate on it. So ask, which direct question do you want to know?
Should I pursue the music industry? Well, the hip-hop industry.
Okay. So should T pursue ministry? Oh, my goodness. A music industry for a career, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of music? It's going to be too vague. What do you want to do in the music industry?
Producer, A&R.
Okay, producer and A&R in the music industry. Will T work in that music industry full time? So just give me a second, because it is ramping up. Oh my goodness, T. I'm going to tell you, this is swinging so fast for yes that I'm going to tell you, oh my goodness, that I think you should work towards doing that and getting that career done. I don't like to tell you to stop your job, because then it could take a while for this to happen, though I don't feel it will. But it is definitely the pursuit that you should do. And I feel like, do you have any connections? Because I feel like there's connections for you.
Like as far as networking and...
I don't know. I'm seeing a connection. I'm seeing a connection in business that you can use that will enhance or get you to the career that you're looking for. Do you know anybody in the industry that will help you? Because I feel like there is somebody that will help you.
Right now, I will have to, like, really, really think. But I can't think of the top of my head, but I just know that... really looking for something that I would love to do, and just don't know which way to turn from this, because it's a different kind of energy where I'm at right now.
Okay, well, here's what I'm picking up. I feel like this industry, it's a tough industry, but there is someone in your friend category, and I want you to think about this. You don't have to tell me now. There's somebody that you are friendly with that you might not know yet that can help you with this career change. So I want you to think about what you want to do in the music industry and start looking at what your friends do. There is somebody there, and I feel like it's a male. I don't feel like it's a female. I feel it's a male friend, and it might be a distant friend. But somebody you know will help you grab the ring for this career.
Okay.
So I say go for it, girlfriend. I know that you call in all of your peeps. And remember, co-creating your life is what you have to do. Well, one of the things is if you listen to my flower therapy card was your wishes are coming true.
I heard that. And one more thing. I spoke to you a long time ago, and you told me you would give me the secret to bringing in your love interest. How do you do that?
I will give you the secret to what? Because I can barely hear you. What are you asking for the secret?
To attract your love, your soulmate or your love interest, or just for your dating life. You told me you would give me the secret, but I have to wait until March.
Okay, well, I don't know because I don't. I can tell you I don't do spells, so you don't got to, you know, I can't give you the secret.
No. It was like you manifest or something. I don't know, but you told me this.
Well, I would tell you that, I remember, I told you weren't going to find anybody till after March, and that there was, you had to get better. I think there was some issues, health issues maybe. So what I really would like to do is show you how to get on the internet and date properly. And that's what I think that I was telling you to do, because there would be the way to attract. Because you don't need to meet them there, but you need to move the energy forward to meeting them or anybody in any situation. If you just are stagnant and just kind of let it happen or let it flow, that's not moving your energy. Your energy needs to be, and the universe needs to see you working at wanting what you want. So it's called co-creating your life. So what you do is, if you aren't dating anybody or you don't have anybody in your surroundings that you're interested in, you want to do online. I know so many people, I can't even tell you, even from 30 years ago that are actually married for a long time from online dating, but you've got to know how to do it. And that's what I think I was going to tell you. And I won't be able to tell it to you right now, 17 minutes left, but what I'll give you a big synopsis. Pick something that you're interested in. Now there's a metaphysical website for dating, and I've got to get the name of it. I just came across of it the other day. But there's Tinder. There's all kinds of stuff. There's eHarmony. I'm not saying that you're going to meet him there or for other people her. But what I'm saying is when you take your energy and you get excited and move it forward, you will start to have the energy around you of I'm single, I'm ready, I'm going to date. And that's what I'm talking about. So pick one of them. You can pick all three of them. And then you've got to go into a profile. And that's the most important part of this whole trip in online dating. One is you want a picture that you change every 3 months. You don't want it touched up. You want it doing something that you're comfortable at. Sitting there in a pose of just smiling for a portrait is not really giving your personality. So, hey, throw your hands up. Take a snapshot of you in the lawn. Anything that shows you. Every 3 months to 6 months, you need to change the picture because people do gain weight, lose hair, you know, get pimples, what can I say? And they don't want that other person to look any different either, which a lot of them do, and that's the problem. So, and then what you also want to do is you want to put in the first, you know, paragraph of what you're looking for is, please don't apply if you're married, have a girlfriend, just one of white people, are living with your girlfriend because you can't afford to get out, have not made the move because you're living with a girlfriend, just want to chat. They're all the things you want to avoid. Okay, and when you put that, mm-hmm. most people who are into that, they'll either be intrigued and want to do it, or they'll stay far away from you. The next thing is you never want to use negatives. So here's a good example. Hi, I'm interested in reading books. I love walking on the beach after dinner for an hour, because otherwise if you say I love walking on the beach, you might find a beach bum that doesn't work. So what you want to do is say, I love walking on the beach occasionally. And don't put any liquor in it, because if you don't want somebody to be an alcoholic or really drink a lot, you don't want to put, I want to drink Mai Tais on the beach, because you didn't tell them how many Mai Tais that you wanted on the beach. Mm-hmm. So you want to stay away from, if you're a health nut, you put that in. And don't apply if you're a smoker or a drinker, because that's negative. So what you want to say is something like, I am a very healthy individual. I love exercise, running. I eat healthy, and I go to bed early. That will avoid all the people that smoke and drink. And so if you start with that, you are going to attract people that you can start looking at. So I'm going to have to say I'm going to have to get to the next caller, but I hope that's helped you. And move your energy forward, girlfriend, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I love to tell everybody how to online date, even though you'd say, oh, well, Bonnie, you never did it. But I have so many clients that do, and I really change somebody's life by changing their profile. So if you're thinking of online dating, go look at your profile and see if that's actually stopping you or bringing in the people you don't want. So the next caller is 818. You're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Enchantress. I believe the universe wants me to hear your knowledge.
Hey, I was going to ask you to call, because if you know anything about me, Enchantress, I can't read, talk, and be in the ethers at the same time. So I was going to tell you to call in, but I got caught up. So please tell me your story, because it looked so interesting and intriguing.
Oh, my gosh. If I said that, we would be here for too long.
Ever. Well, then you'll be calling Friday.
Okay, I'll just tell you briefly.
Okay.
I was born a premature baby without a filter. So I'm out of sync as far as doctors are concerned. But I'm intuitive, and I'm in sync with the universe.
I love that.
I didn't know this too recently. And astrologer told me the other day that no matter what, the way the planets were born, that's the way I am. They just
Absolutely.
Are in different, each one goes to different places.
Well, do you know what? That's your calling card, honey. That, the minute you take that breath, all those planets, your north node and your south node, tell you what you're here for and what you've been, what you need to work on, and what lessons you're supposed to learn. Honey, you wrote this chart. It is a roadmap to everything you need to know if you have the right astrologist. So go ahead.
Okay. Because I can't tell real from fake, and it runs in the family, my ex-husband, a sociopath.
Yeah.
But I'm understanding something. I just found out today, that's why I was asking what moon it is, that I think it's a moon to clarify things. Because
Absolutely.
I just figured out that tarot cards, they can't read me. It's the opposite. So therefore, sociopaths think the opposite way. So I look at pictures. Picture thinkers think differently than others. It's like a mirror image. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying, because I also am a therapist or a counselor, with sociopaths, sociopaths have no filter. They don't believe in society's rules, but they believe in their own rules. So there are sociopaths that actually can live in society. It's a kind of a mask, and they live within their society, but they show our society what we want to know. So it is,
and what they say to you, it's always the opposite.
Well, what they say to you usually is what they think you want to hear, but it's not what they're thinking.
Yes, the opposite. That's what I mean, the opposite.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So my ex was this way, and he was bipolar. So
yeah.
The combination of the both, he was bad on the outside and the inside. And my daughter
Challenging. Because I got to tell you something, Enchantress. The thing is that we write our script coming here. There's lessons and karma we have to work off with the people that are in our lives of a soulmate level. So a soulmate doesn't mean they come in here forever. They come in here to either work off karma, you working it off with them, to bring you something to work off that karma, or to teach you a lesson. So you need to look, as you brought him in to your life, now you need to not understand why. And then,
I know why.
Okay.
I know why. I didn't know about intuition. The sign was right there, and I ran. I didn't know that was pretty much it. It was part of it was into. I didn't know the sign, and I got trapped in it. And now I understand it. Now the second person that came into my life is a spiritual vampire.
Wow.
Again, but I learned now recently is that it helped me understand other people what they're going through because what I experienced it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what that lesson was, that I could not believe it, and I want to help others to understand this, that a person can read your mind, your body, your thoughts, your fears.
Absolutely.
Can match your heartbeat rhythm to hypnotize you so that you don't know your own being anymore, which is what's happening in this world as far as brainwashing is concerned. I have to experience everything in life and then read about it afterwards.
Okay, so what I get it. I mean, I'm not going to say everybody subscribes to the same tribe you do, but I will tell you this. When you're talking about energy vampires, I believe, and I'm truly a believer, that we create our own destiny. So once you find that out, you know, once bitten, twice, you know, whatever that saying is, twice bitten, once gotten. I don't know, but there's a saying about that. So if you know that somebody is an energy vampire and the universe is showing you that, then you would know what to avoid or look for the next time. So to me, that's a great lesson.
Yes. It's just a hard, very hard lesson.
Absolutely.
And what saved me from one from the other was when I heard my ex-husband's voice coming out of his mouth. But the thing is that I, again, didn't know that he was a sociopath. I thought that he could help the children because that's what I wanted him to do. They want you to believe a certain way, but you understand it. It controls your brain a certain way.
Well, I think for everybody it's different, but for you, because you're so empathic and you're so sensitive to energies, that this is how, and you read in a different way. This is how you see it for your world. And I can tell you right now what your lessons and what you are here, you know, all about. But I will tell you that lessons learned move forward. They don't move backward or stay stagnant. So I had somebody that was an energy vampire for a very long time, not a soulmate, but a soul friend. And once that, it was hard to disconnect because I really liked I liked the connection. They were getting my energy. So what did it do for me? Well, it had to end, but it took a while as a friendship. But the thing is that I learned a lot. One is I still like that person, but I won't allow them to get into my space. So some of the lessons that we learn aren't to take yourself out totally, but is to learn how to control your own energy so that you're not moving in, that people are taking things from you that you do not want them to. And so here is the dilemma for people who have energy vampires as friends. Usually they're not soulmates because you get rid of them, but I've got to tell you that there is a way to still be friends with them, but you control your own energy. So I think that's part of your lesson also, to learn how to do that, because I feel like you're an energy shifter. You can shift energies.
Yes.
So I believe that all these lessons are to teach you how to help people with their energy. And once you can put it all together, you're going to be a heck of an energy shifter. And that means you're going to help people shift their energy to a better place, to a healthier being, and to a greater light. And that's what they're telling me. That isn't me. So that's coming straight from spirit.
Mm. And this person that is in my life, he understands what I went through. And the first thing he said to me in the beginning was, let go of your past and do you love yourself? And I didn't know what he meant either way.
Well, here, I've got to tell you, the other card, remember, maybe this was totally, and I mentioned your name with both of these cards also,
mm-hmm.
is take time for yourself. I am going to tell you, and I love this, if you don't love yourself, and I don't mean love narcissistically, but love all your flaws, all your assets, everything about you, and realize that we all are a work in progress. Nobody else can love you either because you haven't made that stable connection. So that's what he's saying. And I love that. So,
that's what he means.
Yeah, that's what he means. So if you can understand that and start to build that, what an awesome relationship you're going to build with whoever.
So you understand it. And
yes.
He says, I created him because I dreamt him before he came. That he came, and
mm-hmm.
I was with the other person when I dreamt him, but it's like I didn't know that it's possible that could you could do it manifest. I know I can manifest things now, but I didn't know that what you dream and you put your at least for me that it comes true.
Well, you co-create. You've already co-created your life by writing it before you got here. What you can see is where you wrote it, where most people can't. Most people look and they learn the lessons as they come. But you're all actually seeing what you created in spirit coming. So you should be like happy to look at this and say, I've created and I co-create my existence and I see why this one's in my life. And yes, thank you, I'm going to learn from it. That's where you need to go with this.
Wow, you are amazing. I was just figuring
thank
that today in the shower, what you just said. I write, but the thing is that I have a form of, I guess I thought it was dyslexia, because I can write in different angles in different ways.
You're
very
just
much
talented.
Like
you're talented
Joni
in
Mitchell,
many ways. Yeah.
But I have no self-awareness. He's the one that inspired me to go forward and do all these things.
If you don't have self-awareness, and a lot of us don't, you have to create the aura of your life, and that's what he is saying to you. So you need to understand that everything affects you. You can walk this, we are spirit, and you walk this earth as spirit with a physical body. That's what we all do, but you actually walk this earth as spirit and don't see your physical body. So what you have to do is know that you've got to ground yourself because you are in a physical body. And then you have to accept yourself. And that's what he's saying for everything that you have here on earth and what you're here to create for others. Because you're really, if you don't, then you're missing the beautiful, wonderful, fabulous gifts that you were meant to rock other people with. So I hope I only have a minute left.
Oh,
and
my
I
God. Everything you're saying, it makes sense. So this person is a good person for me.
Yeah. Well, he's teaching you. I don't know that it'll last forever for you. If he stays with you and you feel it right, absolutely. But you created him to make sure you were okay. So let's see how long. I believe soulmates come in for a reason, a season, a time, and an energy, eternity. You just have to see where he falls in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's also
mm-hmm.
your teacher. I have 90 seconds. Please call back on Monday.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Please tell Sirius Radio or any producer that give me a TV or radio show so I can help a lot of people. Actually, it's spirit helping because I really, really, really love what I do. And you are so talented, honey. You have a talent very few people have, so you need to continue.
Come, let's be Facebook
doing.
Friends, because I seem to
yeah.
be drawing, empowering women around me, and you fit right into the page.
Perfect. Friend me, and I will absolutely.
One other question. Do you ever have people on your show like Yes and Empowering Women? Or you do?
Well, I only have 40 seconds, so I can't go into it. But call back on Monday because this is a great topic, and I will talk to you about
it. So please
call
all
back
right.
in.
And thank you.
Namaste, and have a
namaste.
Great weekend.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Please, I thank you very much. I have 24 seconds. I do have a client that I have to get to at 10:30. So I am going to try to lengthen the show after the summer again. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in chat. I love you all. And please, please come back. Monday, it's me again at 9 o'clock. Have a great weekend. I love you all. And have a safe, happy, wonderful, and productive weekend. Thank you. Bye.